The Medford Area Senior High School Tech Ed Department, under the direction of Doug Eichmann, has a unique challenge and a very interesting project going on. The students are helping to construct a house south of Medford. In our second installment of our story, we meet Tech Ed instructor Doug Eichmann, and we learn more about this housing project. My guest is Doug Eichmann. He is the Tech Ed teacher, Woods and Construction at the Medford Area Senior High School. He is supervising Medford Senior High School students who are constructing a home south of Medford. So first, Doug, let's talk a little bit about your background in construction and in education.
Sure. I went to college, four-year degree to get a tech ed degree, but I worked construction through college. Took my first teaching degree, which was a teaching position, which was similar to this one, Woods and Construction. We worked with Habitat for Humanity, and we built five different homes with that school district. So I was there for 9 years. And then when we moved up to this Medford area, we wanted to get back up this way. I worked for Hutari Construction for a couple of years, worked as kind of a project manager and an estimator out of the office with them. And then I got back into teaching when the opportunity was there. So,
why get back into education? What about education do you really enjoy?
I enjoy a lot working with the kids. I also tell the students a lot of times that, when I graduated high school, I came through and everybody was kind of pushed towards a four-year degree, go to college. And I really felt like if I was to do it all again, I don't think I would have done that. I would have gone into the trades and worked through the trades. So I enjoy working with students and doing the building and construction and showing the kids that there's other options out there for them, that not everybody has to go for a four-year degree or even a two-year degree.
Let's talk about the construction project. First of all, where's it located?
The construction project is located in the new development down on Joanne Circle. So it's south. That new development that the city put in, that they put the big apartments south of O there. If you go past those new apartments, there's a kind of a cul-de-sac down there, and we have one of the lots located down there.
Can you describe the building for us, please?
Yeah, so it's going to be a residential home. It's about 1,550 finished square feet. It's a three-bedroom, two-bath home, and it has a fairly large two-car attached garage because we decided to build it on a slab, and then the garage will have an attic room truss above it, so they have storage above the garage.
So did the students have any part of the design? Who actually designed the building? Did they get in on that aspect or no?
Not really. Just timing this year, we didn't have a lot of time. We were actually kind of a little bit behind. So the design process started last year, and then trying to get the design finished up and then out to bid last spring so that we could get some of our subcontractors in line for this summer. So it was kind of a quick process. So last year, no, the students didn't really get involved in that process.
Tell us about some of the hands-on things that the students are doing.
So the students on the site will be doing everything except for what we subbed out, which is the concrete work was installed this summer. Plumbing and electrical is subbed out as well. Obviously, the site work is subbed out. And then so the students are going to frame everything. They'll put the roof on. They'll do all the exterior finishes, all the interior finishes. They'll even insulate and hang the drywall, and then I have a subcontractor coming in to finish the drywall and paint for us.
So the students that are allowed to participate, is it seniors only? What is the prerequisite there?
It's not necessarily seniors only, but because it is a capstone class and there's only so many positions available in it's pretty much a senior-only class. By the time they get through the prerequisites and we can only take so many students on site, so it's a capstone. Yeah, it's a senior class, basically.
Tell us about your own involvement in the project, some of the things you've really enjoyed, particularly concerning your relationship with the students and how they're progressing.
Sure. So we've just gotten started on this project where we're just wrapping up all the exterior walls with these guys. So it's kind of fun. We start the first week and most of them don't have a whole lot of experience with it, and it's a lot of them kind of watching and learning, and then some of the groups, just seeing some of the, we break them into small groups and they kind of work in groups of two or three, and seeing a few of them just kind of catch on and excel and be able to move through the process and start framing walls faster and understanding kind of the next step, that's a good time to see that.
Doug, any subcontractors you want to mention? Any other partners working on this project?
Yes, our subcontractors and partners this year, we have Precision Dirt Works doing the earthwork around the site. Black River Custom Concrete did all the concrete work for us up to this point. We had Kramer Plumbing and Heating doing the HVAC and plumbing. And then we have Auger Electric doing the electrical on this build. And then we also partnered with Sierra Pacific, came forward and was interested in partnering with the school and donated all of the windows for this project. So that was really nice of them. So we're happy to have them on board. And then we're purchasing our materials through Klingbeil Lumber this year. So we have them as a partner as well.
I'm going to throw this out there because some of the students may go in to this field. They may go into construction, plumbing, whatever. But even for those who don't, it's valuable to know how buildings get built and how the things in the building work.
Oh, absolutely. Even if they never go into that trade, they'll likely own a home or rent an apartment or whatever it is that they decide to do. But understanding how the home works, seeing some of the different systems, you know, that are going to be in this house with the heating and the plumbing, it's all good things to know.
All right. Once again, my guest has been educator Doug Eichmann. Doug Eichmann is the tech ed teacher, woods and construction at the Medford Senior High School. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing, and best of luck.
Thank you.
And we will conclude our story about the new home being built by Mass students south of Medford by visiting with two senior students working on that project. Hunter Drozda and Hank Grass will be our guest on another local news program.